I am Grandpa, and I love you.
I'm Grandma, and I love you too.
Welcome to our podcast, Grandpa and Grandma Bedtime Stories.
We share some stories that will make you laugh.
We share stories that might make you cry.
And we share stories that will give you courage to choose the right.
And these bedtime stories will help you to dream sweet dreams.
So get on your pajamas and say your prayers.
Turn out the light and hear our story tonight.
Hello, my sweet grandchildren. Tonight, I'm going to finish the story about how I fell in love with Grandpa Jeff. I told you we'd gone on a date to Logan and had such a good time, and that my heart was filled with such love and excitement about him, and that he did not kiss me goodnight. That was a Saturday night. The next day was Sunday, and it happened to be Mother's Day, and my whole family, all of my siblings, had come to my mom and dad's home to celebrate my mother for Mother's Day. And they knew I had gone on this date last night, and everyone wanted to hear about it. And so I told them how awesome it was that we had had such a good time, that there'd been a lot of chemistry, physical chemistry between us. And I told them I don't know what's going to happen with Jeff Hill, but I did learn something last night, and that is that I can feel in love again. I didn't know if I could ever feel in love again after Mark died. And that night, I knew that I could. So Monday morning, I went out for a run. I was training for a triathlon and went on a long run with my friend, Darlene Beard. Told her all about the date. Came home and went through my emails, and there was an email from Jeff. And when I saw that he had written me, I was so excited. So I opened up that email, and in that email, he told me that he was not going to date me any longer. And I was heartbroken. I had an office in my house in Kaysville that was in the basement. That's where my computer was. And I can remember just falling on the floor from my chair and crying. And my mom, who was my neighbor, came over and she was looking for me, and she found me all curled up in a ball crying on the floor in my office. And she said, "Oh, Tammy, what's going on?" And I showed her the letter, and she read the letter and she said, "I'm so sorry." And I said, "Oh, Mom, I'm so sad. Why would Heavenly Father let me feel all of those wonderful feelings for him if nothing was going to happen?" And she said, "Maybe it was just so that you could know that you could feel like you were in love again." Well, I hadn't even showered after jogging, so I got in the tub. And in the tub, I called Jeff Hill. That's the first time I called him. And I said to him, "I don't know why you're afraid to open up a gift that we've been given, but I'm really sad that this is what you're choosing to do." And he told me he just felt really inspired, that that was the right thing for him to do. And so I thought, I need help, because I was hurting so much again. So I decided I would start fasting for comfort and for understanding to come. One thing that I've learned is how much fasting can bring comfort to my soul. So I started a fast that I would be able to feel comfort and move forward. And I went over to my mom and dad's house that evening, on Monday evening, and my dad gave me a blessing of comfort. I went to the temple the next day fasting that I could please have peace and comfort in my heart. I got home from the temple, and I was still fasting, and I wanted to read and study my scriptures before I broke my fast. I happened to be reading in the book of Ruth, for we were studying the Old Testament that year. While I was reading, a line from the scriptures popped out at me. It was bold, like in darker print on the page, and this is what it said: "Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall." I read that over and over again. "Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall." I knew that Heavenly Father was reassuring me that he was aware of me and that I could just sit still and things would work out okay. Well, after fasting and breaking my fast and moving forward for a few days, I did feel a lot better. And I wrote a letter to Jeff telling him not to worry about me, that I'm totally fine. I'm grateful for the opportunity to meet him and for our friendship. And I didn't send it to him because we weren't communicating at that time. And I thought if he ever reaches out to me, I have this letter that I can send to him. Well, guess what? During the next 5 weeks, I really didn't hear very much from Jeff. I don't know if I heard from him at all. But I actually was asked out on so many dates. It was amazing. So many men were asking me out. As a matter of fact, at one time I was dating 3 Steves. And one of them sent me tulips, and I still don't know which Steve it was because the card was just signed Steve. What happened is I was going on all these dates, and what was happening is I was comparing everyone I was dating to Jeff. That was totally new, because when I had been dating before I met Jeff, everyone I dated, I compared to Mark. And so now I was comparing these men to Jeff. There were a few times that Jeff called during that time, and one time he sent an email to me, and I sent him the email that I had written. Then we kind of started communicating a little bit again. And it was on a Sunday evening when I got a phone call, and it was Jeff, and he said that he'd really like to see me. Well, I knew he'd been dating another woman, and that's a story Grandpa will have to tell you. He'd been dating someone else, and I told him, hey, you know what? I don't need to see you. If you're getting married, just go ahead and get married. I don't need to see you for you to tell me that. And he was very quiet on the phone, and he said, Tammy, I'm not getting married. And I can tell you, I was standing in my kitchen, and my heart leapt in my chest. It like rolled over in my chest. And I got so hopeful. Well, I happened to be going down to Provo for a wedding reception during the week, and I told him I could meet him then. And so we met, and he took me up to his BYU office, and we talked, and his zipper was unzipped. And I said to him, do you know your zipper's undone? And he looked down and said, oh, and he was so embarrassed, and he turned around and zipped his zipper up. And then he said he would like to date again. And I told him, you know what? I'm not going to date you unless you can jump in with both feet. I don't want to tippy toe around these feelings and the gift that I feel like we've been given. So I'm going to jump in with both feet. And I hope you'll jump in with both feet with me. Well, he did. And I did. And the next few weeks were fast and furious. We went on so many dates. We talked on the phone continually. I could hardly wait to see him. He kissed me. Finally, he kissed me on our 3rd date. And it was awesome. And then he proposed to me when we went to Nauvoo. And that was a miracle. We were in Nauvoo with my children. And we had gone for a long run. And I had told, we decided not to fast and pray about getting married, that it was too soon. Well, while I was in the Nauvoo temple, I had one of the most sacred experiences of my life where I knew that I was supposed to marry Jeff Hill. And I looked at him while the session was going on and our eyes met and my heart beat so hard. And I felt the presence of Mark. And I knew this was the man I was supposed to marry. And I walked into the celestial room with Grandpa, where Grandpa was. And I looked at him and I said, I know. And he looked at me and he said, will you marry me? And I said, of course. So we walked out of the Nauvoo temple engaged. And I'm so thankful that I got to meet Jeff Hill and that I have another chance of being in love with someone again on this earth. I'm so grateful for Heavenly Father helping my heart heal so that I can feel so much love. I'm grateful for Grandpa Jeff. I'm grateful for Grandpa Mark. He is the man in my dreams. And I'm grateful for Grandpa Jeff. He's the man that makes all my dreams come true. And I love you both. Well, this is the end of my bedtime story tonight. So sweet dreams and coconut creams and don't let the bed bugs bite. I'm not sure what Grandpa says, but that's what I'm going to say. So good night. I love you.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's bedtime story.
We hope you felt our love for you.
And we hope you will have sweet dreams tonight. We love you so much.